捷径空中美语
Landmark English。
Hi everyone, welcome again to Landmark English and welcome again to Kung Fu Theater here at Landmark English. Yesterday we joined Brad and Margaret. Brad, the self-styled Kung Fu master, was going to show Margaret a few of his moves, but she said, hey, why don't you come to my school where we actually learn real Kung Fu? Now, the title of our article is Kung Fu, and I think we're going to learn today just why the author chose this as a title. I mean, I've never heard of Kung Fu. It should be Kung Fu. So we'll find out just why he used the word fool in today's story. Let's start by reading through the first part of our conversation.
Brad has stumbled into the weapons room to save himself from embarrassment.
What do we have here?
This is my master's weapons room. He keeps his collection of Chinese weapons here for training.
Yeah, they're not too shabby, but they pale in comparison to my green destiny sword. I remember this time long ago when a young girl stole it. And to get it back, we had to battle while balancing on bamboo trees.
Wait a minute! That's a scene from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You need to stop watching Kung Fu movies and get real.
They enter the training room where they meet Shifu, the master at the school.
Hello, Sir Fu.
Hello, Margaret. And who is this? I'm Brad. I'm also a Kung Fu master.
Don't listen to him. He's here today to see what Kung Fu is all about.
What are you talking about, Grasshopper? I am proficient in many styles and techniques. The lion's roar, the crocodile's bite, the monkey's scratch. Right. Why don't we just start with some warm-ups and stance practice? Then you can show me what you've got. So when you stumble, basically what happens is you're walking and maybe you accidentally hit something and then you fall to the ground out of control. So when you say that you have stumbled into something or stumbled onto something, stumbled over something, these three ways of saying that you have somehow entered a new place, or you can even say stumbled on an idea, entered into a new idea, it basically means you didn't expect to do that thing. It was kind of an accident. And here, Brad accidentally stumbled into the weapons room because he was trying to save himself from embarrassment.
Now, a weapon is a tool or something you use to fight with or attack someone. Now, the weapons I'm used to seeing are things like knives and guns and maybe even a big bomb. But in Kung Fu, they use special martial arts equipment. And that's what he stumbled into, is a place where there are lots of weapons being kept.
And that's why he says, what do we have here? This is a great phrase. It basically just means, what is all of this? But why would you ask that question? And who are you asking when you say such a thing? That's the point, is that Brad is not necessarily asking anyone. What it means when you say this, what do we have here, is that you are showing interest in something that you have seen. So he thinks, oh, wow, look at all these cool-looking things. That's why he says, oh, what do we have here?
He's so excited. Well, this is where Margaret's master keeps all of his collection of Chinese weapons. When you have a collection of something, you have a group of things you like to collect, maybe because you enjoy them or you find them interesting or beautiful. You know, I have a collection of baseball caps. Some people have a collection of pretty stamps. Well, this master likes to collect Chinese weapons for training.
That's right. So for training, training and learning how to use them, both learning the skills and practicing them at the same time. It's what you mean when you say training. Brad here, he looks at them and he says, hey, they're not too shabby, but they pale in comparison to my green destiny sword. Now, if something is shabby, it literally means that It has no color, no details. It's dirty. It's a bit dull. Really uninteresting. So when you say not too shabby, well, it's kind of a clever way to say, hey, that's not bad. And it kind of shows maybe that you don't think it's perfect or wonderful. You're not super surprised. But at the same time, it's not quite as negative as it sounds. It's like saying, oh, hey, that's not too bad. But then if you go on to say that it pales in comparison to something else, well, then you're not being very nice. Because pale is a color, but it's a color that basically represents an absence of color. So what he's saying that is when you compare these weapons to my Green Destiny sword, it's like my sword is full of color and life, and these weapons, well, they pale. They have no color, or they're uninteresting.
Yeah, they seem kind of unimportant when they compare the two together. Oh, it sounds like he still thinks his stuff's pretty cool. And then he starts recalling an experience. He says, I remember this time long ago when a young girl stole his sword. And to get it back, we had to battle while balancing on bamboo trees. So when he's battling, he's fighting somebody, and he's balancing or keeping his body in a steady position. He's not falling to one side or the other, and he's doing these two things at the same time. That's why we use this word while. So he's fighting or battling while at the same time balancing on bamboo trees?
Yeah, bamboo trees. But Margaret, she says, wait a minute. She says this not because she wants him to really wait a minute so she can think or something. It just means, hang on a second, stop, because I think you're not telling me the truth. You're not being honest. There's something wrong with this story. She says, wait a minute. That's a scene from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's a scene, so it's a short part of this movie. She says that he needs to stop watching movies and to get real, to start living in the real world. Now then, they go on to try and get real. They go into the training room, and there they meet the actual master at Margaret's school.
Now Margaret greets her teacher. She bows to him and says hello. He says hello back, and he asks who Brad is. And Brad introduces himself. He says he's also a kung fu master. But Margaret tells her teacher, oh, don't listen to him. You know, he's kind of crazy. He's here today to see what kung fu is all about. So he's actually there to get a real introduction to kung fu. And then Brad says to Margaret, what are you talking about, Grasshopper?
Right, he's going right back to his kung fu master ways. In fact, he says that he's proficient in many styles and techniques. Just like that five-point Buddha heart exploding toad style, whatever it was he talked about in yesterday's show, he wants to talk about the techniques he's proficient in. Now, if you are proficient, it means that you are a professional at some kind of technique. In other words, you are very, very good at it. Notice the P-R-O-F and think of the beginning of the word professional. This word proficient is today's word power word. So before we continue, let's learn more about the word proficient.
Hello everyone and welcome to Word Power. My name is Joe. In today's script, we read how Brad is proficient in many styles and techniques of kung fu. Proficient is an adjective that means advanced or competent. So Brad is saying that he is very skilled in many styles of kung fu. The adverb form, proficiently, can be added to any task that you do well. For example, if you write a test and you get a very good score, you could say that you performed proficiently on the test. The noun form of the word is proficiency, as in the swimmer showed his proficiency by demonstrating a number of different swimming styles. The word proficient can mean either that someone is very good at something, or it can mean that someone is merely competent at something. However, most often, when we use the word proficient, we are using it to refer to someone who is an expert in some area. A good example is an old history professor of mine. He had been teaching the same history class for so long that he could remember every date, every place, every fact, and every name without having to look at his notes or look it up in a book. Therefore, We all said that his knowledge of history was quite proficient. Okay, that's all the time we have for today's Word Power. Thanks for listening.
So, Brad says he's proficient in these techniques, like the lion's roar, the crocodile's bite, and the monkey's scratch.
He's making this stuff up. Well, the master teacher says, right. Why don't we just start with some warm-ups? Warm-ups are those exercises you do that warm up your body before you really get going. And he also suggests they have stance practice. A stance is a position in which you stand. So we could talk about a stance when you're trying to hit a baseball, or a stance in kung fu, a stance in football. It's a position, a special way you place your body to move it.
Right, and then maybe Brad can show James what he's got. Show me what you've got. That basically means, okay, you're talking about your skills, now let's see them. Well, before we do get the chance to see Brad's skills, we need to listen to some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 继续我们今天的剧场英文。我们首先要看的是在今天 Brad 所说的第二句话里面写着 Yeah, they are not too shabby, but they pale in comparison to my green destiny sword. 在这里的 shabby 指的就是很寒酸的，非常潦倒的。这里就在讲说呢，那些武器看起来跟我的相比可是差得远了。Shabby 这个字呢，就是解释成为寒酸的意思。不过后面 pale in comparison to 或者 pale in comparison with 就是解释成为相形见拙的意思。Pale 这个字本来就是有脸色苍白，所以跟谁比起来就非常的难看了。Today's economic problems pale in comparison with those of the 1930s. 今天的经济问题啊，比起1930年代的那些问题来讲，是相形见拙的。接着我们再往下面看到Brad 所说的 I'm proficient in many styles and techniques. Proficient 这个字呢，常常出现在我们的生活当中。在这里的 proficient 解释成为精通的、擅长的，后面可以搭配 in 这个介系词，但是它的名词 proficiency P-R-O-F-I-C-I-E-N-C-Y 则是有精通、熟练的意思，你可以加 in at 这些介系词都可以，所以我们常常去参加很多的英文能力测验，就叫做 an English proficiency test， 或者是说某人 have a high level of proficiency in English， 就表示这个人他的英文能力非常的好。
Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.Welcome back to Landmark English. We are finding out today why Brad really is a master of kung fu instead of kung fu. Now, you know the word fool literally means someone who's not very smart. And when it comes to kung fu fighting, to martial arts, Brad obviously isn't that smart. In fact, listeners, you can see it for yourself. Don't forget, it's a Landmark Theater unit, so check out the video on your CD and see this conversation in action.Well, right now, let's wrap up this conversation. We'll begin by reading through the last part.
Margaret and Brad are doing some stretches to warm up their muscles.
Please get into the basic stance position and hold it until I say stop. Basic stance?
Don't worry, Kung Fu Brad. Just follow me.
Oh, that basic stance. Sorry, when you're a Kung Fu master, you forget the easy stuff.
Brad gets into position, but soon starts to weaken after a few seconds.
Okay, you may stop.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just forgot to harness the power of my chi before I got into position. Now, let's get to the part where I kick your butt.
Kung Fu isn't only about kicking butt. It's about spiritual growth, getting some exercise, and making new friends.
I know, I know. I just hope you're ready for me. All right, let's start our tiger form from the beginning. Make your hands into a tiger's claw so we can swipe at our opponents.
Margaret and Shifu performed a tiger form, but Kung Fu Master Brad seems to be practicing his own style.
Hi-ya!
He turns into a blow that Margaret is performing. The force of the blow causes him to fall back. Margaret and Shifu rush over to help him up.
I'm really sorry. Are you okay?
I think so. I must have really been in the zone there. Sometimes my body just takes over. But maybe you could refresh my memory. You were beaten by a worthy opponent. Want to learn how to defend against that? I guess it wouldn't hurt to brush up my skills and learn something new.
Now, Brad finally knows what it feels like to be taught by a true Kung Fu master.
All right, Margaret and Brad, well, they've been walking through Margaret's school, and now they're getting ready for Margaret's class. So first, they have to do a bit of stretching. They do some stretches. Notice you can use the word in two ways, as a noun and a verb. So when you are stretching, you are moving your body and kind of reaching out really far to try and pull your muscles out to help warm up your muscles and get them ready to move. Now, as they do this, the master at the school, he says, please get into the basic stance position and hold it until I say stop.
When you talk about something that's basic, here we're saying it's the most easy stance. It's the most basic or the least developed position. So it's when you're a beginner, you learn the basics first, and that's what he's asking them to do. Do something that's pretty simple. And then the master teacher says, hold it until I say stop. When someone tells you to hold it, they mean don't move. But it's kind of hard to hold that position.
Well, it sure is. It's a little harder than you might expect just from looking at it. Brad, though, doesn't even know what they're talking about. But Margaret says, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't feel upset. Just follow me. Now, you can tell someone to follow you, meaning do what you do, not just walk where you walk or go after you. It's not just about showing them how to get to a place. Here, Margaret's saying, do what I do. And Brad pretends that, oh, he knew all along. Oh, that basic stance. Why would he say that? Well, because earlier, Brad was saying he couldn't remember or didn't know the basic stance. Now by saying that, he makes it into a very specific thing. Of course, the word that means you're talking about a specific thing. And so by saying that, he's trying to pretend that he knows that stance. He just wasn't sure which one they were talking about. In fact, he says, when you're a Kung Fu master, you forget the easy stuff. The you here that he's talking about is kind of the uncertain you. It can mean any person. For example, when you go to the store to buy milk, you have to remember to bring money. I'm not telling you, Stephanie, or you listeners. I'm just saying something that's true for everyone.
That's right. Well, Brad gets into the position, but soon starts to weaken after a few seconds. When you start to weaken, it means you're losing strength. Your body can't maintain or hold that position. And when that starts happening, usually you fall down.
That's right. And the master at the school, he says, after a while, after Brad almost falls down, okay, you may stop. You can stop now. But then Brad falls. So he almost made it all the way through. In fact, he did. But then as soon as he could stop, he fell down. And it's pretty funny, too. Margaret says, are you all right? Meaning, are you okay? Did you hurt yourself? Brad, though, he says, well, yeah, I just forgot to harness the power of my chi before I got into position. Another excuse by Brad. When you harness something, you find a way to use it for your benefit, to do you good. Basically, he's talking about finding his special energy. That's what qi is. So it's like idea of special energy that moves through your body, and you can, of course, use it to give yourself power, give your body energy. But he's saying he forgot to do that. And then he changes the subject. Let's get to the part where I kick your butt.
Yeah, he wants to really get to the fun part. Now, when we use the phrase kick someone's butt, now we can say it in different ways. If you say it with an angry voice, it means you want to beat someone up. But if you say to a friend and you're playing a game together, it just means you want to win. You want to defeat them.
Margaret, of course, says, hey, it's not just about kicking butt. It's about spiritual growth. So it's about growing as a person, as an individual. It's also getting exercise and making friends. Brad still doesn't want to hear it. He says, let's go. The master at the school, he says, okay, we will start our tiger form from the beginning. He says, make your hands into a tiger's claw. And a claw is basically the sharp part at the ends of tiger's hands, the ends of their paws. He says, we want to do this to swipe at or swing at our opponents. Now, they try it, they practice it. Brad, though, does his own thing, and he accidentally gets hit by Margaret. The force or the strength of the blow, it knocks him down. They rush over to help him. Margaret says, are you okay?
He says, I think so. I must have really been in the zone. Now, in the zone is our fun with phrases. It talks about a condition or a state where you're really able to completely focus all your energy and attention on what you're doing, so your performance is really good. Let's listen to some more fun with phrases on this phrase, in the zone.
Wow, that's 10 shots in a row I've made. I'm in the zone.
You call that being in the zone?
Are you blind? I just made 10 shots in a row. That's totally being in the zone.
I think you have to make 10 more to qualify as truly being in the zone.
10 more? Are you crazy? How about 5?
5? I don't think so. I'd say more like 7.
How about if I make 3 more shots in a row, you'll admit that I'm in the zone?
Done.
I can't believe it!
So close to being in the zone, and yet so far.
Well, Brad continues to explain that his body sometimes takes over, it takes control, and says, maybe you could refresh my memory. To refresh means to bring newness into something. So he's saying, hey, my memory has it somewhere. If you refresh my memory, you will tell me again, you know, make the idea new in my mind, even though I already know it, to help me remember. The master at the school, he says, well, you were beaten to a worthy opponent, to Margaret, basically. And he asks if Brad wants to learn how to defend against it. When you defend yourself, it means you are able to fight back and protect yourself so you can't get hurt. He's asking Brad if Brad wants to know how to not get hurt next time Margaret swings at him.
Well, he says, I guess it wouldn't hurt to brush up on my skills and learn something new. When you brush up on something, it means you're trying to practice and improve something that you learned in the past. You need to review it.
Okay, there's the end of our story, and Brad certainly has shown himself to be a kung fool instead of a kung fu master. Let's listen to some Chinese explanation now.
接着我们要看的是比较中间的句子，也是 Brad 所说的话。 Yeah, I just forgot to harness the power of my qi before I got into position. 在这里的 harness， 其实 harness 当作名词呢，指的是马具，就是给马套上的那些缰绳等等。而这里当作动词，则是有将自然力变成动力的意思。举个例子来说。 We can harness the power of the wind to generate electricity. 现在环保的议题很重要，所以我们就可以把 the power of the wind 把风的力量呢加以呢变成了这种动力来产生电力，我们就可以用 harness 这个动词。而所谓的 get into position 就是呢要站到适当的位置。其实我们讲到呢比赛的时候选手各就各位，我们就可以说 the players were in position。 position 还有一个意思像是工作或者是职位。 He got a position as a college lecturer， 他的工作就是在大学里面当讲师。另外 position 也可以解释成为立场处境。I'm not in a position to comply with your request. 我呢没有办法答应你的要求，因为我不在那样的立场来回应你。接着我们再看到文章的后半段， Brad 所说 I must have really been in the zone there. 在这里用的 must 后面呢是用 have 再加上 been， 代表的就是更早之前发生的事情。所以当我们要推测之前的事情，我们就可以用 must 再加上一个完成式。譬如说你早晨起来看到地湿湿的，你就可以说 it must have rained。 而在这里的 in the zone 则是解释成为非常的专注，因为刚刚太专心了，所以呢不小心被打到了。其实呢我们再举个例子来说， look at the way she's playing， she's really in the zone now。通常呢指的就是呢在运动的时候非常的专注，所以表现得非常好。其实 zone 这个字也可以用来当作是动词，有时我们说 zone 或者是 zone out 就是有失神的意思。所以其实呢他在这里反而是很专注，所以不小心被打到了反而是有点讽刺的意思。而当你说哎呀真是不好意思我刚刚不小心失了神，你在英文上就可以说Sorry, I was just zoning out for a minute. 在这个句子后面还有一个生字 refresh， 其实呢就是使你重新复习一下，它的形容词 refreshing 加上 ing 就是使人清爽的意思。
Okay, listeners, let's review today's vocabulary.
Shabby. The old man in shabby clothing is actually quite richProficient. Tina works for the United Nations and is proficient in 6 different languages. Stance. If you stay in that stance any longer, you may hurt your legs. Refresh. These childhood pictures refreshed my memories about my parents and brothers. Defend. Some girls are learning kung fu to defend themselves against bad people.Brush up. I haven't studied Japanese for a long time, so I need to brush up on the basics.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on Landmark English. We hope you've enjoyed this landmark theater story. And it's been a funny one, too, Steph.
Yeah.
And please come back and join us next time on Landmark English. Until then, I'm Bill.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.